and then Lurik's lace, right, that you tie around the leggings, you know, like a little skirt that you just tie around. This is very, very, very wicked gear.
Well, I'm trying to imagine this now.
Yeah. You're building a picture there for me.
It's very spacey, it's very,
Yes, it sounds rather something from Mars or the Moon or Neptune.
Yeah, something, it looks like that anyway. But it's very, very big for the autumn, this disco look. You know, parties.
All colours?
It's huge. All colours, everything is mad. But it's very, very, it's called bodywear.
Yeah, and in fact,
in another way, it's called bodywear.
When we talk of outer space and planets then, really and truly, the sky is the limit when it comes to disco wear.
I would think so, yes. It has all these catsuits, which they're all wearing for all the discos as well, which look completely way out. You like something from a spaceship in some of them, you know, so I...
So this is it. Take a flight to the moon. Take a flight down to see Lily's, in fact, and see the new autumn trends in disco wear. Now, come down to more mundane matters on the fashion front and talk to me about what we might possibly be wearing come autumn and the colder weather. And remember, we have a terrible winter coming up where most of us will possibly be without the heating we're used to at home.
Yes, of course.
What do you see us wearing?
I think the big story for the autumn is mainly it's the 40s look.
Still
the 40s look. It has been through the summer. Not as prominent as it's going to be the winter.
As far as I can remember now, Celia, we had the 40s look, yes, from the fashion shows, and we went in then to a touch of the 50s, didn't we?
Well,
in some of the fashion
things, but it's really the 40s now.
Yes.
And the big story for the autumn that I could see, which is coming through, is the short coat, it's called. It's actually a three-quarter length coat.
Oh, lovely.
It's,
waisted or swagger type?
Some are waisted and some are just swagger and some are edge to edge.
And will be worn over?
Will be worn over straight skirts with slits.
Yes.
Dresses with big, big broad shoulders and mainly straight skirts, I would think.
Do you like the look of the broad shoulder?
Yes, I do.
Does your husband now, as a matter of interest?
Yes, he does, actually. He thinks it's very feminine, the broad shoulders and the tiny little waist and the straight skirt and the slit. Yes, he likes that very much.
Do you think men do generally?
I would think so. It's very, 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 very feminine, that look.
Do you think, you're talking now about skirts with slits and dresses and so on, and this three-quarter jacket that we'll be wearing, or three-quarter coat, whatever you like to call it, will we be forgetting about trousers then this winter?
Well, the trousers, I wouldn't think so, not completely. The trousers has gone a bit baggy again.
Yes.
It has gone a little like the Annie Hall trousers once again. It's gone very, very loose for the autumn. And of course, the kids, well, we'll all still wear a pair of cords, I think, tucked inside our boots.
Well, I love that look anyway, even if it is
the boots
style.
The boots have gone very, very baggy this year. Just over the ankle, the boots. I saw a lot of the boots when I was in London there recently, which are coming through for the autumn, right underneath the ankle. They were all gathered, nearly blouson type of boots.
Yes, what was the heel like? Very important. And the toe?
Yes, the toe was fairly pointed and the heel was very fat at the top and just came right down, very, very thin. Not very high, but it was a new heel, a new look heel. I'm not too good on shoes, but the heel was fairly fat on top and then it came right down to a thinner heel.
Now, after what you've just said, I conjure up a picture of, let's say, for the autumn winter, this lovely three-quarter jacket, underneath a slim slitted skirt, and then shoes, isn't it? Not boots with the skirt.
Oh, no, no, shoes. Peep toe, fairly nice, high heel, you know. There's nothing very great in shoes, but a very classy look to your shoes.
I like that look.
Yeah.
Well, Celia, now for another breather, and my next record, which is called Breakfast in America. breakfast in America. And back to you now again, Celia. But a totally different hat you'll be wearing now for the next few moments. And it is as proprietress of your very well-known and successful agency, the Celia Holman Lee Model Agency. So we go straight into girls, girls, girls. And I must ask you, Celia, how many girls have you got on your books?
I would say at the moment I have about 30. 30 girls and maybe 6 children and 4 men.
So that's good enough for anybody to want to come along and say, yes, I'll have maybe 6 girls and I want them this way, that way and the other way. They have quite a selection there, and they're yes. bound to pick girls that would definitely please them if they're looking for certain types.
Yes,
you
I have all
types.
You find
you could supply...
Yeah.
Almost all types?
Yes,
all types.
I have them. I have the mature model, and I have the long teeny bopper model, and I have the middle 30s, you know, around 35.
At this stage now, I'm going straight into, I'm sure, a question foremost on the minds of girls who might be considering the idea of modelling on a part-time basis. Have you got tips for them?
Well, if they're thinking of doing it, they should go ahead and try it anyway. If they're thinking of doing the
But how will they go about? Step 1, 2, 3, and 4, very simply, like that.
Well, what they do is they approach an agency and they ask when is the next course. Usually the courses are going on or else they're in the middle of one or they're starting another. She will start her course, she will finish her course. It will be up to the agency then whether or not they will use that girl.
Do you give courses?
I give modelling courses. I usually ask the girls would they like to become models with the agency. I don't have time as such to train in girls whom I don't think will make it as models.
So in other words, you will be straightforward,
From the word go, I usually tell them that this is a deportment course, and I tell the girl that I'm going to use, this is a modelling course. So that's the
There is no point in anybody thinking now of a full-time job in the sphere of modelling in our area, is there?
No.
Why not?
Because the work just isn't there. Mainly my work for my girls is based around fashion shows. Fashion shows, that's the main thing that we do. I'm trying something new now at the moment, which I've been working on since last week.
Yes. Well, something very, very special. It wouldn't by any chance be the big secret in connection with the Doreen competition?
Yes, this is exactly it, Doreen.
Oh, yes, that's yes. Jean Lennon. Talk about that now for a moment.
Well, this top advertising agency in Dublin sent out circulars to all the agencies in Ireland to know would they send forward some pictures of young models who were starting out on their career. So I send in maybe 4 or 5 of the girls, and next thing, phone call, they wanted Jean Lennon. So she went up last week and she was interviewed by a top photographer, another person who's involved in all the television work, TV and television commercials, which appear on our screen. Also, she was interviewed by a person who trains in models and organises fashion shows in Dublin.
How many interviews did she have altogether?
Well, she had 2 interviews,
yes.
And she walked through both of them with flying colours, and she was picked. So we're very excited about this because there was 4 girls from... One girl just from the country, and the other 4 girls are from the agencies in Dublin, all the new agencies, the brand agency. Well, that's the only new one. The other one, Grace O'Shaughnessy, and some other agency. So she was up there with them, and she came through absolutely magnificently.
So you're very, very proud?
Yes, I am. Yes, very, very proud. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get the agency in Limerick recognised like the agencies are in Dublin. Say, for instance, a television commercial is being made, they're looking for a new face, say a photographer is looking for four or five new faces, say there's some huge show in Dublin on and they're looking for new girls, that they won't think twice of picking up the phone and asking me, would I send some of my girls up for this type of work. What has been happening is they've been leaving the whole thing in Dublin, and if any girl which wanted to become a top model or felt that she had what it takes, would have to just pick up her roots, bags and baggage and leave and go to Dublin. But what I'm trying to do actually now is get them to, if they're looking for anything like this again, that they will just ring me up as an agency, as if I was based in Dublin.
Well, I know, because I know, let's face it, that some of the Dublin agencies have phoned you in the past. You're forgetting that, are you?
Yes, they have, but not in, in which way now?
They have phoned you and they have asked you if you would supply photographic models in one case, or two or three. Also, you have been asked to supply models by an agency in Dublin, say the Grace O'Shaughnessy agency. They approached you before for models, to supply models in some way for shows outside of Limerick.
Oh, yes, yes, that was one occasion, I think. But that was, you know, I can't remember really, Dar. It was only one occasion anyway, I'm sure. You know?
Well, anyway, I'm quite sure that your name is fairly well known. You're inclined to be a little shy about this now, but let's face it, from all the publicity and everything else, you have really been contacted from Dublin, perhaps not in the way that you want, and now you're setting out.
Yeah, not in the way that I wanted. Like, I felt that with Jean now, when they saw her, and they, I mean, she's a beautiful looking girl, and they were, I was told that the vote on her was unanimous, that
well,
she was picked outright.
That's fantastic.
From the word go. The rest of the girls, like, there was a little bit of one liked her, the other thought, well, maybe she's not that good, but Jean was just flew in. So I thought to myself, well, if they see Jean and see what she's like, you know, they might in future come right down here and for the television ads, for all the calendars, for everything. This type of work I want, not so much pick up the phone, can I have one model to fill in, one of my girls is sick. I don't really want it that way, you know.
Well, you're throwing out there suggestions of photographic work. Talk a little bit about that, because you do supply models for photographic work.
Yes, yes, I do, of course, to all the local stores around Limerick. And recently, all right, we had a photographer down from Dublin, and I'm hoping that some of my girls will be on Irish Woman magazine this month. So that's another step in the right direction.
Well, it's all heading in the direction of success, and I'm quite sure that you are helping to keep Limerick's name way up there and well known in Dublin by supplying another beautiful girl, a girl now that has surpassed, I'm quite sure, entries from Dublin,
yes,
as well as every other place, possibly in Ireland.
Well, I hope, Dorothy, that she will carry...
Well, she's flying the flag anyhow, let's face
it. And that when they see Jean like that, they will just look twice before they go.
And would you say three times?
Four.
Anyway, let's come back to something else, something that is so easy for you, or rather it seems so easy for you, and yet I'm sure people don't understand the details and the hard work and everything that goes into the background, the preparation for the very big fashion shows.
Oh, yes. There is so much work, you just would not believe it. Just it's the girls work so hard and coming to classes two and three nights beforehand. The music man is there at the classes. He's there setting lights up, setting anything you can dream up. It's really it's very, very hard work for the big shows. But then it pays off because the very big shows I only handle maybe two a season, and then it's sort of the shows are fairly, you know, they're just Well, not straightforward, but not as much. There isn't as
Would you say a lot of team spirit is necessary to pull it off well?
I would definitely think it's that. When I started out at the beginning, I thought the girls were absolutely marvellous. But now I can see that they were marvellous at the beginning, but now it's a completely different scene. They all seem to work like a machine. They know exactly on the ramp when this girl is going to move and that girl is not going to move, and they can move to the music together, and they know the music man now. They've only to look at him and he knows them. It's the whole thing now. And it has taken 4 years to get it to where it is now. It has taken that long, because at the beginning I used to think, oh, we're marvellous, we're great, and we weren't really. I used to think we were anyway. But it was just, now when I look at them and sit, you know, not on there, I'd sit back and watch them out on the ramp, and they just seem to glide, and they're just marvellous now, and I'm so proud of them.
Well, I hope they're all listening and that they will accept those words of praise and wisdom from Celia
Yes,
Holman
they're
Lee.
Great workers, they really are.
Well, Celia, okay, just in the last few seconds now, some girl wants to think about modelling, part-time capacity. What's your final word to her?
Part-time capacity, come to me if she thinks she has what it takes.
Phone number?
It's 42068 or 42726.
Or they'll find you at the shop.
Or they'll find me
towards the weekends.
But if she wants to take it up full-time, she'll have to pack her bags and travel to Dublin. But I'm hoping to try and change all that.
Now, girls, Celia hopes to make it all very, very easy for those of you who live around Limerick and the region. Celia Holman Lee, thank you very much indeed.
Good night, Dorothy, and thank you.
And now, moving into my next record, Flowers Are Red, a very, very special request for a very good little boy, Ivan Lee. This record is by Harry Chapin, recorded in 1978. Flowers Are Red.
The little boy went first day of school. He got some crayons and he started to draw. He put colors all over the paper. All colors was what he saw. And the teacher said, what you doing, young man? I'm painting flowers, he said. She said, it's not the time for art, young man. And anyway, flowers are green and red. There's a time for everything, young man. And the way it should be done, got to show concern for everyone else, for you're not the only one. And she said, flowers are red, young man, and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen. But the little boy said, there are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flowers. The teacher said, you're sassy, there's way that things should be, and you'll paint flowers the way they are, so repeat after me. And she said, flowers are red, young man, and green leaves are green. Flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen. But the little boy said, there are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flowers. Said, flowers are red, and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen. But that little boy painted flowers in neat roses, green and red. And when the teacher asked him why, this is what he said. And he said, flowers are red and green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen.
That was Flowers Are Red by Harry Chapin. And it's time now to introduce my second guest tonight, who is Nessa Morn, beautician from Canucks. You're very welcome on the show tonight, Nessa.
Good evening, Dorothy. How are you?
Fine. And we're going to discuss makeup, application of makeup, skin, what to have and what to do for the next few minutes. And we start off with, of course, the most basic thing of all, care of the skin. Would you like to talk a little on that and lead up a little for me? The basic care now. What you would say a woman should do, going up to her bedroom at night or going into the bathroom, the very first thing, just before she puts her head on the pillow.
Well, of course, it's very important to cleanse your skin thoroughly. Then you tone it, and then going to bed at night, of course, you use a night cream or a nourishing cream. In the morning, again, you would cleanse your face and tone it before you put on your moisturizer. Then, of course, you apply your makeup.
But I know after you cleanse and tone at night, for the night, would you suggest the application of something?
Yes, you would get a night cream or a nourishing cream, whichever you like. You don't necessarily have to use it at night. Some people don't like going to bed with a lot of cream on their face and so forth, so they can use it during the day. It is essential, especially as you get older and especially for the dry skin. And, of course, you continue on your care down along your neck, always.
Well, I like to hear this because I'm quite sure that I, for one, should say mea culpa here. Now and again, I might think of my neck, but not always. Is it really that important?
Yes, it is very important because your neck shows up signs of age first of all. And if you tone it with your skin, it will help to keep the skin firm and cleanse it, of course, which is very important. And then, of course, you do need the nourishing cream on your neck.
Well, you're talking now in terms of a number of creams there. Let me get it correct. There is the cleanser, the toner, moisturizer, and there is a nourishing cream.
Yes.
For nighttime. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Four. All right, then. So we've got four jars now on our dressing table. Would you say, speaking from your experience as a professional, would we have to buy these jars very often? Are we speaking of an awful lot of money?
No, you're not. You can cleansing cream, they come from approximately about 150 or thereabouts. You can get a cleansing milk or cream, usually for preference. Cream if you're very dry again. That would last you approximately 3 months, depending on how heavy you are with your hand.
Well, that's not bad. That's
no.
About 50p per month.
Yes.
And when you consider going out for a night's drinking,
well,
it's at least 50p for every drink. So
yes. Less than a penny a night.
That's not exactly spoiling yourself.
No. Then the toner would last you approximately 4 to 6 months. Or a fresher if you're very dry skinned. The moisturizer then, well again, would use approximately the same amount. And the night cream, you'd get longer out of it, approximately 6 months. Of course, then again, it depends on the size of the jar and all that.
But talking of all these creams, do they vary according to the skin?
Yes, if you have oily skin, for instance, you usually use a cleansing lotion or milk, as they would call it, a toner for oily skin, or a fresher or a non-alcoholic toner for dry skin. The moisturizer then again, you also have lotions or always cream for dry skin and older skin. And night time, it's always a cream, really.
And but is there a special cream for neck, or if you use the same cream on your neck as on your face, that would rule out the necessity of buying a specialized neck skin. Is this true?
Yes, you can.
Don't have to then.
You don't really. Of course, they do make a special throat cream, but the thing is, that if you've continued on your care and used the night cream on your neck, it certainly will help very much so. But if you want to treat yourself or somebody to spoil you, you can buy a special cream.
Hold on there now, Nessa, don't go away. We're moving into my next record, which is My Way, sung by the one and only Frank Sinatra, especially for you, incidentally. And we'll be back to you about the application of makeup after this record. My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
Lovely number. And now back to you, Nessa. And this time, I'd like you to concentrate and tell us a little bit about eye makeup and the different kinds, waterproof and the ordinary, and, you know, whether we should use the special application oil that one can buy in shops to remove the oil makeup, if it's necessary, and all that. Talk about the eyes for a while.
Well, eye makeup, it's a thing that's sort of personal. You can either match your eyes or your clothes. Powders are much easier to get off, and they also stay on longer, I find.
This is the powder that you would apply to your eyelids, is it?
Shadows, yes.
Yes.
They go on easier, I find, and they also stay on better. The creams are inclined to go into creases in your eyes after a while. The mascaras, then again, you get some of them, and they're tear-proof or shower-proof, or some of them are absolutely waterproof. There's one on the market now at the moment, Max Factor. It's 24-hour, and it certainly does stay on. You would definitely need an eye makeup remover for that. Usually, you can use your normal cleanser, cream or lotion, to take off your eyeshadows and so forth. But for this particular mascara, you would need the remover. And also, some people find that their eyes are very sensitive, and the makeup remover is better. It's takes it off easier, and there's no dragging your sensitive skin around the eyes. So all in all, you can get one for about 89 pence, or you can get eye makeup remover pads for about 30 pence or something. So treat yourself, really, would be my advice, and do use it if you can. But all food failing, use the lotion or cream.
Getting back now to the waterproof mascara, that really works. You can go swimming and...
Yes, you can. And
perfect.
You can stay out all night and go into work the next day and it's still there.
So, you that sounds good, stay out all night and go into work the next day. To remove that, of course, it's absolutely necessary.
Yes,
to
have a remover,
that
yes.
That good,
it is.
Yes. Oh, well, I suppose 30p, it's not a lot of money, and if you invest in waterproof mascara, then follow it up straight away in the same purchase,
yes.
I suppose, and buy
well,
a remover.
Yes.
Right, then a little further around the face, shall we say. Are loose powders as popular now as they used to be? I know there are all sorts of makeups. There's the tinting cream, and then, of course, after that you would have the loose powder, or perhaps the cake powder. What is the main difference between them, and is one better than the other, or what?
Well, if you want your makeup to stay on for a long time, in other words, when you're going out in the morning until you're finished work or going on somewhere afterwards, I would certainly recommend, and all of us would recommend, loose powder. It sets the makeup on. You just press it on carefully. Don't smear it now or anything. Just press it on carefully, and you won't, if you keep your hands away from your face, you won't have to touch it up anymore during the day. The cake powder is really only for giving a dab to your nose or chin during the day. It's not really for setting makeup, and a lot of people are inclined to use it as a makeup on top of their moisture cream, but it really only takes the shine off their face. It really is only a touch-up for when you're away or at work or something like that. But certainly loose powder during the day keeps it on, and you can get one now, translucent, that you can use over any shade of makeup, be it the winter light one or the summer dark one, and it won't change the colour.
Before application of the loose powder, does the blusher come, if a person likes to wear blusher because they are very pale?
Well, if you're using a cream blusher, you put it on before the powder. If you're using a powder one, you put it on afterwards.
Now, starting from the natural skin outwards, we start and we have our moisturizer, is
yes,
that right?
Yes, that's right.
Then
yeah.
There's a tint base
yes,
cream.
Yes.
And then comes your powder.
Yes. Yes. Or if you were using the cream blusher, you put it on and then you put your powder on. Or in reverse, then the powder first and the powder blusher afterwards. So that's it.
Well, would you have much to say about lipsticks now?
Lipsticks, again, you either match your clothes or get ones fairly neutral. Then again, there are lip glosses now. A lot of people are going for the natural look and they just put on a bare colour of lip gloss. You can put it on your bare lips or over the lipstick, whichever you prefer. And it's a nice over either, really. Of course, it helps to prevent chapping of your lips or out in the sun. You know, we used to get cracked lips before. That doesn't happen anymore now if you put on something like that. And as I say again, you match the lipstick, or tone the lipstick, should I say, to your clothes. And anyone will give you a bit of advice there to bring in whatever you want to match up with.
Well, I suppose if a person had about four basic colours, different colours naturally.
Yes, yes. Well, you don't.
You feel they could suit any colour
after
that.
Really. Yes, they would.
Now, going upwards again on the face, we come to the eyebrows. There was a time when the thick eyebrow was very fashionable. Liz Taylor comes to mind some years ago. She's still a very fashionable and beautiful woman, but going back, there was that time when it was all this thick eyebrow that women loved. Before that, of course, going further back, and again thinking of films, you had Jean Harlow, Marlene Dietrich, with a very, very fine, almost non-existent type of arch eyebrow. They would pluck all the hairs away and then put in a pencil line. Now, it seems to me that we're back on again with this fine curve. Would you say it's exactly the same as the very early period?
No, I wouldn't. It's more natural now. Certainly it's finer than Liz Taylor's eyebrows and so forth, and you still like to get a natural line and don't pluck it away too much, because you only start filling it in with pencils, and of course if you do this you must draw feather lines, not just one hard line from one side to the other. Makes it look very harsh. So again, like that, you try and match your eye colouring or your hair, or you know, something more natural looking. Don't have a very harsh black, for really black isn't suitable for anyone really, only black hair, not that, it's very hard. We usually sell grey or dark brown, or for a redhead then more of a light brown.
Well, speaking now apropos the mature woman, would you have sort of a general hint to give her in regard to makeup? Should she strive for a certain type of look or what, or is there something she should stay miles away from?
Well, for a more mature woman, I would say, of course, the skincare is the most important thing of all, and after that, to get her makeup more to her skin tone, and not to have anything too harsh either in the eyebrows or lipstick. You know, nice, soft sort of looks. And there's lots of lipsticks and things around now that you can match up with your clothes or colourings, and we're always quite willing to help anybody that's not too sure of themselves.
And of course you're speaking naturally for Canucks.
Yes, of course.
Well, Nessa Morn on Beauty Hints Makeup for Canucks, thank you very much indeed for coming along to the studio tonight.
Thank you, Dorothy.
And giving us that wealth of information there.
Thank you. Good night.
And we go back into mirrors. A special request, also of course my theme song, for Anne, Hamier, Carmen, Carlos, John, Finula and Jaime from Anna, and for everyone down in Sunny's, that is Maeve and Andrew, Chucks, Raggy and Liz, and Pat of course, from Becky. Mirrors. This is Dorothy here, reminding you to tune in at 7 p.m. on Tuesday night next to LBC, when I'll be bringing you an hour of my kind of music and some chat. Don't forget, listen in at 7 p.m. on Tuesday to Dorothy.
always say it. I love it so strong. Yeah. It's funny how in the daytime we don't ever get along. Starts me to wonder.
You don't care if I'm the one. All you wanna do is have some fun.
You leave me in doubt about what's keeping us together. Yes, you do. Are you in love with me? Or is it just a pleasure? You got to let me know.
That's a very good evening to you once again. My name's Jeff Steele. Name of the program's Good Evening Limerick. Time right now, 4:01. Thanks there to Dorothy. By the way, she'll be back with you once again on Tuesday next. I'll be taking you through until 6 o'clock at 6:00 p.m. It's the sounds of radio. R-A-Y-D-I-O. Check all this, it's a love thing. To Madeline for phoning in. Madeline, if you're still tuned in, will you please phone me back? Number is 43894. As if you didn't know. Release from the Beach Boys. Track called Lady Linda. Okay, the next one's going out very specially for Karen and Robert Kennedy, and comes to you from Guess Who? The Olympic runners from last year, 1978. Track called Get It While You Can. Go on LBC 270. Name's Jeff Steele, taking you through till 6. is the sound of the Olympic runners. Telling you to get it while you can. That one was going out for Karen and Robert Kennedy. Came to you from Guess Who. Slow down the mood a good few paces for 2 or 3 records. This is England Dan and John Ford Cooley. Track called Love is the Answer. Pinchos LBC. We're at 270 meters, 1110 kilohertz. Medium wave. You was just still on Good Evening Limerick until 6 p.m. What am I here for? 3894. Love is the answer. From England, Dan and John Paul Cooley. Going out for Karen and Robert Kennedy. Coming to you from Guess Who. Also going out for Nancy, Rita and John Duggan. Also from Michael. Coming to you from John. ABC weather report right now, winds southwesterly and moderate, becoming northwesterly later, short sunny spells, occasional showers, and temperature rising to peak 18 degrees centigrade by, that's a little cooler than normal for this time of year. Dry conditions moderate to poor, further outlook cool and showery, Friday and Saturday will have good sunny spells. This is the Bellamy Brothers and a track called If I Said You'd a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me? It shows LBC 270.
If I was dying first, would you blow love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? Now we could talk all night about the weather. Could tell you about my
name is from the Bellamy Brothers.
If I swore you were an angel, would you treat me like the devil tonight?
And don't forget your insurance LBC on 270. This is Dan Hill. I'm going to sing a song for you called Sometimes When We Touch. It was Jeff Steele on LBC.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply. I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie. And who am I to judge you on what you say or do? I'm only just beginning to see the real you. And sometimes I have to close my eyes.
1977. That's Dan Hill and Sometimes When We Touch. In tune with LBC on 270 meters medium wave, 1110 kilohertz. Time right now, 21 minutes to 5 o'clock. This is ABBA, Angel Eyes. LBC 270. That's the sound of ABBA. Latest release from them. A-side of a record from the album Voulez-Vous, Old Angel Eyes. Incidentally, I will be playing the B-side right after this. This is it, the B-side from ABBA, Voulez-Vous. Here's Jeff Steele on LBC, 270 meters, medium wave. Let me show good evening, Limerick. Time right now, 16 minutes to the big boss hour of 5 o'clock.
We've
sneaked in, you shouldn't have come in at all. Go away! This is Gallagher and Lyle. Try to call Showdown. You're on Good Evening Limerick with Jeff Steele until 6 p.m.
Listen to me, baby, let me have my say. I know you need something more. Don't act so hard and far away. Okay, so where I should go down? Just like poison, had to come out. And in the end, there's nothing beats a good old heart to heart. And now we've got our showdown.
Okay, so we've got our showdown. Okay, so we've got our showdown. But if that's the way you want it, if that's the way you want it,
let's try again, this time with no lie. Come on, you can't leave me now.
Okay, so we have our showdown. Okay, so we have our showdown. But if that's the way you want it, but if that's
this was a very special request for two girls in Snippers Hair Salon. That's Noreen and Moira. Aren't you from a friend? Listening to the sound of Gallagher and Lyle, Showdown. It's also going out for everybody down there tuned in at the moment in number 3.
Showdown.
Okay, we're going to move on this time with the latest release from the Police. Trickle Can't Stand Losing You. Inches LBC 270, 1110 kilohertz, medium wave.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true what your girlfriend say. But you don't ever wanna see me again, and your brother's gonna kill me any 6 feet 10. I guess you call it confidence.
To carry on living doesn't matter.
standing on the ice block with the heater beside him. That's one of the members of the Police saying he can't stand losing. I can't stand losing you. That's the latest release from them. At 10 minutes to 5, it's time for the new one from the Brotherhood of Man, and they call him Papa Louie. Which is there we see.
Every year that comes around, there's a show that hits the town. We have loved them through the years, through the laughter and the tears. They're our favorite people we adore. When they sing and dance, we shout for more. Papa Lou, they're the greatest entertainers in the land. Papa Lou, Mamma Lena, Papa Lou. Watch them dance and hear them sing it to the band. Papa Lou, Mamma Lena, Papa Lou. There's no other place that I would rather be. Papa Lou, Mamma Lena, Papa Lou. When they go, they leave a happy memory. Then one year they didn't show. Where are they? Nobody knows. And the town was very sad.
This was going out very specially for Anna and Ailing, coming from all of us here at LBC.
Then they heard an old familiar sound.
And I hope you stay tuned.
Up the road into the town. Papa Louie, Mamma Lena, Mamma Lena, Papa Lou.
We're gonna try and get you moving on this one. It's a number recorded by Bob Seger. A number called Rosie.
I'm a mediator, cruising around the river. You
Thank you. Here's shows LBC on 270. Coming your way now, Liner. Yeah, very special for Antoinette. She could be listening at the moment. Doubt it though. With this track called You and Me. Don't forget, you were you're on Good Evening Limerick with Jeff Steele until 6 p.m. There you go, that's the sound of Liner there in a track called You and Me. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
All kinds of everything at Noel McMahon's at top of Rogers Street, Limerick City. Four main departments, drapery, gifts, sports and nursery. For the best value around, be sure to drop in to Noel McMahon's at the top of Rogers Street, Limerick City. That's Noel McMahon's at the top of Rogers Street, Limerick City.
sing a song for you this time. It's Peter Starsted on LBC 270. Track of Where Do You Go To, My Lovely.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jamet. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls you're found in Samaritz with the others of the jet set, and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet, no you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan, he sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause
Peter Starsted there, and a track called Where Do You Go To, My Lovely. Drama.